Michael Feeman's with us now, and he and Edward O'Rourke got a couple of nice horses in today. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm good. You've got this horse Harmad in today. He's won three in a row. He was lucky to get the middle pin of the leg at Narrow, though, with Sean Geimer. That one made the video circuit on social media, didn't it?
Yeah, he sort of became an overnight sensation. The horse off a fairly average race down at Narrow, but it was nice for him to come back from that and go on and do it again at Randwick a fortnight ago.
When I watched that race, what did he actually do? Did he just stumble near the line?
He actually, his hind foot sort of momentarily got caught up with his front foot as he strode through, and basically he tripped himself up is probably the best way to describe it.
I looked and thought, it's so good to see him come back and win next start, because sometimes when they do that, they overreach, they'll pull a muscle, they'll do just something simple can do so much damage.
Yeah, well, that was my first fear, obviously, when I saw it, how he was going to pull up. But he's a tough horse. He sort of hasn't missed a beat, and, he was sort of straight back into a normal work routine, and, that's why I was happy to run him when we did. And, he's just a good, tough horse.
Well, he's back there on the same track, Kensington 1800, where he won last start. He's going to shake the life out of it today, wouldn't he?
Yeah, look, it's all obviously, he's just going through the grades, and, he's obviously going from a 70, benchmark 70 to a 76 today, which is, another step up in class. That said, it ended up a fairly small field considering the sort of depth of the entries, but, and it probably sets up a little sort of similarly today to how it did a fortnight ago. So, a little bit of rain about this morning shouldn't hurt his chances either. He won on, I think, both times down at Narrow. The track had a little bit of give in it, and the Alma Hers tend to be a bit that way anyway. So, it's a nice race for him. It'll give us a better guide as to sort of where we're heading with him after that.
Swiss is a nice four-year-old mare you've got, and this prep she seems to have started to find her groove now.
Yeah, she's a mare that's raced pretty consistently all prep, really. She didn't have much luck in the first two or three runs due to bad barriers and really wet tracks, but she was still racing well without sort of threatening. But everything sort of fell into place for her at Kembla the other day, and she won with a bit in hand, and she seems to have trained on well. Obviously, going from a Class 1 fillies and mares at Kembla to a midweek in town is again a step up for her, but she seems to have trained on well, and she's drawn a good alley, and Sam's riding in good form, so it's a challenge for her today, but I'm happy with where she's at.
All right, Special Missile, have you accepted Saturday with it?
No, I threw him in the entries just to sort of have a look, but I'll probably wait and more likely take him to Newcastle for the new market in 2 weeks on Friday.
He's sort of horse, is the 1500, he looked like he wanted to sort of further than the 1300, 1400, doesn't he?
Yeah, look, I think certainly, 1500 is probably his sweet spot. I mean, that said, he had his head in the stall next door at the start there on Saturday, and when they jumped, and that's why he missed the start so badly. It was our intention to have him up a lot closer, which is sort of more of his natural racing pattern. So, it didn't go to plan really when he sort of missed the start and ended up as far back as he did with the big weight. But I thought he actually ran on quite well under the circumstances. So I think he's in good shape, that horse. He just he didn't get much luck last Saturday.
All right. Of those two today, can you separate them, Michael?
Oh, look, probably a leaning towards Ahmed. I think, he's racing in really good form. And as I said earlier, I think the race potentially sets up a little bit similarly to how it did a fortnight ago. So he's probably slightly the one that we'd have a bit more confidence about. But hoping that Swiss can run well too.
Right, terrific. Good to catch up. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate.